Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Monday morning. Hope your day is starting out right. When you hear that music, you know it's time to talk digital. ADX Digital Marketing is where we're going to be this half hour. And we're here with Brian Prowitz, our ADX Marketing Consultant and Digital Marketing Expert for the expert panel. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I got to put all that on a name tag, except I need a bigger name tag for all of that.
There you go.
Good morning.
Great to see you on this Monday.
I know it. And of course, we're all sort of recovering and reveling in the Blues weekend that we just all enjoyed.
I know. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
They did great, and the weather was great. I mean, there was everything. It rained after the show, which is good news. So, what more can you ask for?
Yep. Well, I was just thinking about the weekend that I had with just myself and the experiences that I had. I had my girls in town from out
of
town.
That's right.
One of them is on a plane right now leaving.
So how old are the girls?
I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about that very much. 30, 27, and 24.
Aww.
And we had a nice birthday for them Saturday night.
Nice.
They've been here for a couple of weeks.
And the grandbaby?
The grandbaby. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he had a good time. Kid never didn't have a snack. Snacks constantly.
Teddy, how old is he?
Teddy, you hungry? 16 months old in about 3 days.
Wow.
Yes, you know, whatever. He said. Cracker. He says cracker. Anyway.
This first word was cracker.
Pretty much. Darn
the guy
close.
After my heart right there.
Darn close. But, I mean, from the Blues from the weekend, and then we went to the farmer's market on Saturday.
Nice.
We had our little birthday dinner. I was just thinking about all the things we did over the weekend and how that translates into digital targeted marketing.
Okay.
So, Blues, obviously, right? So, now what? Now that we're on this side of Blues weekend, what does it all mean? Well, we have a little trick up our sleeves called geoframing.
Okay.
Geoframing allows us to draw a geofence, a circle on a map around a particular geographic location. We can go back up to 6 months.
Really?
And pick up the devices, a good percentage of the devices that were in a particular area, and then send display ads to the people that were there.
Wow.
So, maybe you've heard us talking about geofencing ahead of time, geofencing the beach, geofencing staying ahead of these things and all that, and you were just too busy. It sounded like a great idea. You didn't have time. Now here we are. And you can still benefit from that audience if you want to target the people that were on the beach over the weekend. We can do it.
Really?
Going back over our shoulder, we can look back and do that because
of
geoframing.
How do you do how?
Well, IP addresses and on each device, and if you were either on the internet, I doubt anybody was connected to Wi-Fi down there. But I mean, if you're scrolling on your phone, if you were served ads on your phone on the beach, which I don't know how good reception was once we got to critical mass on the beach, but that's beside the point. The point is that your behavior offline, even when location on your device is on, basically, we can tell if you were inside that circle. So we can go back, we can find out, we can advertise to the devices of the people that were on that beach. So
that's amazing.
I'm thinking about return trips. And I think about this for my girls who were here for a while and all the places we went. Now they're going to head home, just like some of the people that were on the beach once they stagger home can go home. I saw some videos.
I know. It's just,
oh, my God.
It's frightening.
It looked like after a NASCAR race a couple times. I've been to one. But anyway, so once those people are transported, poured, flown home, you can still advertise them. And I think about like beach rental property rentals. Mm. Hey, the next time you come back. So you could start right now sending messages to those people, even at home, when they go back to where they're from, to say the next time you come to Pensacola, make sure you come here or schedule your next vacation now.
Right.
Or here's an offer for you to come back sooner than you thought. Like, hey, we're going to make you a great deal. Or think about future events.
Yeah, come back for the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. So think about, that's how creative we can get with digital targeted marketing here at ADX Digital. A couple of things. First of all, why are we talking digital? Who is this ADX Digital? What is ADX? The parent company of News Radio 92.3 is ADX Communications. Under that umbrella, you have News Radio 92.3, you have Cat Country 98.7, Pensacola Playlist 94.5, and Sports Radio 99.1, and ADX Digital Marketing as well. So that's we consider this almost like the fifth radio station because we are already experts in finding your target audience and reaching them. But now we have ways to do it. We have 19 different ways to run digital campaigns for your business, your event, your nonprofit, your service, your product, your attraction, whatever it might be. We can do that for you. It starts with a phone call, actually, to Jeff Wayne. You want to talk to Jeff in order to get the conversation started. 850-262-6000. And we're going to talk about the calendar here right toward the end of the show and think about what's coming up next and why it's so important to get the conversation started right now. But I'm not done describing the weekend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We went to the farmer's market, and I was talking to small businesses. I talked to a business selling gluten-free foods.
There you go.
We have a
big market
a,
for that today.
Gluten freer in our family. So we have to pay very close attention to that. So I'm talking to this business owner, and I'm just thinking digital targeted marketing would be a perfect tool if you were trying to reach just the gluten free audience.
Mm-hmm. So you can be very specific in who you're targeting.
You can. And I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure that in our catalog of targeting categories, gluten-free probably is in there, but not only them, but the families around a gluten-free person, right?
Oh,
could
yeah.
potentially be. So now I'm thinking about like identifying that behavior, if you will, that category as gluten-free, but also if that small business had a database of the people that they have, let's say they have a newsletter, let's say they've got their Constant Contact or their MailChimp or whatever they're happening to use, and they've got a database of, say, 150 to 250 to 500 people on their database, you can advertise directly to that database. So if somebody's already purchased from you and they already know you a little bit, you can advertise to them again.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about all the different ways that a small business downtown or at the farmer's market could potentially advertise through digital targeted marketing. And the other one, I know we got to go to break here in a minute, would just be geofencing downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you already know they've been downtown near the farmer's market, or if you're a downtown business, if you already know they're going to be coming downtown for, I don't know, a massive, huge holiday event weekend like we just had, you could geofence downtown. Draw a circle, say a half-mile radius around Palafox and Garden. And anybody that comes into that circle then would fall into the bucket that we could advertise to, a little bit like we were talking about from the Blues over the weekend. So there's just a few of the things from the weekend that I had and some of the ideas I was thinking about from a digital targeted marketing standpoint. Get the conversation started with your business by giving Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. We can start talking digital today.
All right. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowess is here. He is our digital marketing expert. So if you have a question, that's what this is all about. Just text it on in at 850-437-1620. Definitely our expert on the subject.
Well, yeah, and if you want to get that conversation started as well from a business standpoint, I got another phone number for you at 850-262-6000. That's the main number here at ADX Communications. Ask for Jeff Wayne.
And ask for Jeff, and he'll sit down with you for free. Correct?
Yes.
And talk to you. And especially if you, to me, I was so intimidated when I first started doing this show because I personally knew very little about digital advertising. So if it's something you think, I don't know, social media, it's way more than that.
Yeah.
I have learned so much thanks to you and Tasca and other teachers who've come on the show. But it would be worth it, I would say, having been in the chamber world and knowing so many small businesses in the area, I would say it would definitely be worth it for a small business to take advantage of this because the exposure and what I love, it's a hard word to say, specificity of the targeting marketing is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, we can find that. I always start with who and where is your audience? Or I used to say, tell me who and where, and we'll take it from there.
Right. So you're not wasting your dollars when we used to try to do blanket advertising, mm-hmm. big billboards, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. hoping a driver might see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're targeting people that you know are interested.
Yeah, absolutely. So couple of other thoughts, too. You know, the World Cup match yesterday, the final between Spain and Argentina. Our entire house was watching that.
Yeah.
Most of whom were not soccer fans and totally, well, not most. There were a couple in the room. There were probably, out of the six adults, four of us were watching it and sort of interested. My point of bringing that up is that then would indicate to anybody out there that we were soccer fans or into the World Cup, which puts us into a category where you can advertise to that group of people. Now, you can't necessarily geoframe that and go back. But what I'm talking about going forward is behaviors, the shows you watch, the programming that you watch in a streaming TV situation on your television in your home open you up to a certain number of advertisements that are that you're the right audience for a particular business is
right.
My point.
Right.
And now as I think ahead, I want to think about the next 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. You've got now that we're on this side of the Blues and the 4th of July.
That's right.
Okay. We're talking about
starting to exhale, but don't exhale completely.
End of summer, fall coming, football coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the holidays.
Sooner than you know.
Next 6 months. So this is the time to start the conversation around your digital strategy for your business. You're certainly going to be doing some marketing when the holidays get here.
Right.
No doubt. If you do no advertising all year, you probably do some November and December. Well, now is the right time to get started with your digital strategy because the perfect campaign length for all of this is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
The second half of that 6 month window is when your digital targeted campaign really gains traction. It takes a little while at the front end to get all organized and to figure out the sweet spot with the digital reports that we have. So your impressions and your click throughs and which message is resonating and what offer is the best offer to be putting out there. So we have a lot that we do working with a company ahead of time in that launch to make that first 3 months as effective as possible. But boy, do you learn a lot in those first 3 months that can really kick into gear. And if you just think ahead, where would that fourth month be? It'd be right before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the right time to start talking digital strategy, go through some of the things that we've been talking about. And every time Meg mentions all the things she's learned, it reminds me of one of my favorite moments whenever I sit down with a company and a business owner and we start talking about digital. They say, I did not know you did this.
Right.
I didn't know this existed. And so we're always trying to get that part sort of checked off the list of responses from people with programs like this right now, where it's like, hey, now you know. And now you can begin working on that digital strategy.
Well, this is an interesting question from one of our listeners, and I was thinking about the same thing. So this sounds exciting. It sounds exciting, but now what about AI? What kind of role does that play, and does that fall under the same umbrella?
Oh, boy. One of the notes I have right here under Start Prep Now is AI search and SEO. It is a new world right now with AI search and the way that's impacting pay-per-click and how that affects what you have on your website and how it all works. We have an SEO.
What does SEO stand for?
SEO stands for search engine optimization.
Okay, just want to make sure people knew what that was because it took me. I did not know that.
And then SEM is the counterpart to SEO, and that's search engine marketing.
Oh.
And right now we are in the midst. I'm so glad you asked this question. Right now we're in the midst of a revolution when it comes to search.
Mm-hmm.
And while there is still some resistance to people picking up the power of AI, it is here to stay. And if you're a business, you need to know more about how that impacts the way your audience searches for you. And there are some really simple ways to add content to your website in order to be more easily found, but it is a very deep well. It is a very deep topic. It takes some time and some learning. We're all part of that learning process, and we have some tools that will help you with your business when it comes to SEO and now GEO and GEM, generative engine optimization, generative engine marketing. Yeah, big world, it's there. The overwhelming message that I would like you to take, if you're a business owner and you are within the sound of my voice, is let us sit down and talk to you about it. Like, we want to know more about your business, where your audience is and who they are, And then we can begin to tailor that and find out more about where your website happens to be right now and where what are the tools that will help you the most. And by the way, digital targeted marketing, in other words, running ads on other websites and apps, which is what we do, that people will see your name over there on that website and potentially click on your ad, is actually a benefit to search engine optimization and generative. All that stuff you're talking about with search right now with AI and SEO is improved upon when you're running a campaign.
Wow.
It all fits together, but certainly there's more to talk about there. And I actually am pulling the reins back on this program every Monday to not go into a deep dive on AI search and SEO because it's so deep. And I
wow.
am, and every time, kind of like what you talk about sometimes, Meg, every time you start to learn a little bit more, maybe this is just what happens when you get to be my age. Every time you learn a little bit more about something, you realize all the things you don't know about it.
Exactly.
So anyway, we're all in that pool together.
All right, we'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. Hope you're having a good day so far. Brian Prowess is here talking about ADX digital marketing and so many strategies and products that we can take advantage of to grow your business.
Yeah, we really want to start talking about the second half of 2026 with you right now. Let's talk digital strategy. Let's make sure that you've got some understanding of what the tools are that are out there so you don't just do the same thing you did last year, that you're always looking for a new channel, a new way to grow your market share, new information. If you're like me, you always want to be learning all the time. And we love teaching when it comes to digital strategy from ADX Digital Marketing. So the next 6 months, I mean, the end of summer, back to school, some fall. I mean, football alone. Let's just talk about football for just a second here, because
this is the other kind of football.
This is American football now.
There you go.
We're going from football right. to American football. 38 days to kick off for UWF, August 27th,
wow.
38 days to football. So now, I mean, think about the viewing habits of people right now. Like, there's not a ton of sports to watch. Obviously, World Cup. I mean, we've got baseball and NASCAR and golf. I mean, there are still places for sports fans. But if your target audience is a football viewing audience, which, by the way, continues every year to become more and more female-dominated, there are more and more women all the time watching NFL football and college football, for crying out loud. My goodness. Here we go, right?
Go
I know,
dogs.
Go Dogs. I know you're going to say it. So thinking about just what's ahead and where your audience is going to be and how to target that audience just right. I mean, these are the things we think about all the time here at ADX Digital Marketing. So the way to get started is to give Jeff Wayne a call. Jeff Wayne's the big boss, 850-262-6000. He's the guy that starts that conversation. We would love to meet you and talk more about your business and digital targeted marketing.
All right, what's that one number one more time?
850-262-6000.
All right, Brian Prowitz, our expert on digital marketing here at ADX Communications. Thanks, Brian, for coming in on Monday.
You bet.
And edumacating us on all of this good stuff. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg. I'll be here Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, so I hope you come back and join us.